This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we finish out the year, probably reviewing a few of the big medical stories of the year. I'm not sure that there is any big surprise here as to the big medical story of the year, but we'll work our way through.
1 through 10 are all the same.
I know, exactly. That's the thing. It is all the same. Ken runs Lake Cardiology, his medical clinic in Central Florida. He has had great luck this year, even though the pandemic has changed the way he operates. A lot of people have decided that they want to get help from him, and it's not as expensive as flying to Orlando to go to his office to see him. He used the telemedical connection, which you can find by calling his office at 352-735-1400. Clarity. That's what we want to give to folks as they're listening to this hour of Good Day Health. And the place where I want to start, Ken, is your vaccination experience. You have had the shot. I've seen a lot of people on television and newspaper pictures and stuff getting the shot. So from top to bottom, why don't you explain what your experience was and how you think it's going in Florida? It seems to be a free-for-all where you are. I don't understand. You know, each state is different, and they don't seem to. There isn't a consistency around the country to how people get there.
Oh, don't believe everything you read in the newspapers.
Well, that's true enough. Yep.
I'll give it to you straight from the scene.
But, all right.
But it's amazing how in the last 2 weeks the loud voices have been from, I'll never get that vaccine, to, where's mine?
Right.
And I have seen that change in the last 2 weeks amazingly. And that reflection is what I think you're picking up in the mainstream media. But let's back it up a little bit, because about 2 weeks ago, when most of the voices were, I'm never going to get that vaccine, I was alerted by the hospital where I'm privileged to please come in as soon as possible to get the vaccine. And with military precision, I signed up. I went and got it, and everything went remarkably well, and I was so impressed with how everything was executed. I went in, they were ready for me, knew who I was, exactly where I went. The person who did it was skilled. The needle technology, Doug, is so advanced, you will not feel anything. I was told you'll feel a little fizz. It's like somebody put carbonated beverage soda on the skin of your arm, and that's all you feel is a little fizz. I recommend you look away and smile. Supposedly it hurts less with any shot when you do that. I did not feel any discomfort when the needle went in. It didn't feel like a needle. It felt like a little fizz. And I then had an easy day that day, decided to take an easy day because I was in the first group of people in the country who were vaccinated under the emergency use authorization. At that time, the only vaccine available was the Pfizer. My own feelings are right now, most of us won't get a choice of which vaccine you can get. If you can get the Moderna or the Pfizer, take it. Either one, don't be fussy, because right now the demand is much greater than the supply. So I got my vaccine on a Friday. It's almost 2 weeks. I felt nothing the first day, remarkably. The next day, Saturday, I had fatigue. I like to go to the gym on Saturday. It's a rare Saturday that I don't. I was not up for going to the gym, and that's rare for me. I also had intermittent chills that whole day. Mm-hmm. I did not feel myself, I did not feel 100% well when I went to sleep. Still with chills and fatigue. I had no headache. I had no fever. I had no other symptoms, except I did get some soreness at the injection site the next day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, when I woke up on Sunday, I thought it was a dream. Did I really get vaccinated? Because when I woke up on Sunday, I felt fine. I felt like I would on a normal Sunday morning. I had no symptoms. The fatigue was gone. The chills were gone. No headache, no temperature. I didn't even have any pain in the arm at the injection site. So the days went on. I felt no effects of the vaccine to this day, other than that one day after the vaccine when I had intermittent chills and fatigue. I haven't felt anything. I'm really looking forward to next week when I get my second shot. And I would encourage anyone to go and get it. If you carry an EpiPen because you've had anaphylaxis in the past, definitely talk to your doctor. You may or may not want to do the vaccine. If you do the vaccine, definitely you want to stay the extra 30 minutes to be watched. All of us are watched 15 minutes. So far, in Central Florida, where I am, I know of no serious reaction to either of the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. As of this broadcast, nationwide, over 2 million people have been vaccinated, which is remarkable. And it's a big project to get 300 million people vaccinated, and we will. By the end of March, beginning of April, I believe anyone who wants the vaccine will get it. And amazingly, in Central Florida, last week when they opened up the first available for those over 65, there were 8,000 slots you filled up on the internet. And how long did it take for those 8,000 slots to fill up, Doug? 90 minutes.
I was going to say a few minutes.
90 minutes, 8,000 initial slots were filled up when the vaccine was made available to everyone over 65.
So your staff, has it, all the members of your staff in your office, have they all been vaccinated?
They have not. The first line are the people affiliated with a hospital and in Florida, because the governor gets guidelines from the state, from the feds. The governor gets guidelines from the feds, and then the governor decides the order. In Florida, it's been decided that a hospital-based, hospital-affiliated healthcare workers, and then those over the age of 65, including nursing home people, and then after that, my staff will be in the next round.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk about
my staff who's 65 and older definitely getting that are in line. It's just right now the demand is so much greater than the supply. 2 weeks ago, I heard so many voices, I'm never getting this vaccine, getting this. And now
I'm going to get it.
Where can I get it? Where can I get it?
We don't have the same leadership here, apparently, because nobody seems to know what the story is in Massachusetts. We'll continue with our focus on the major story of the year from the world of your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, and COVID is in our sights. Virus is in our sights. As a matter of fact, one of the premier sponsors of this program over the year has been this new way for you to ward off viruses and germs and allergens and congestion. That is using the Navage nasal care system, which is inexpensive, very practical, very easy to use, and very successful in cleaning all of these things out of your sinus. You want to keep your sinus, your nose clean, if you will, then make nasal hygiene your new normal. That's the resolution for the new year. I'm going to make nasal hygiene. I'm going to keep my nose clean so I will be less likely to get sick in the new year. That's what Navage is all about. It's the only nose cleaner with powered suction. Thanks to the Navage machine, you'll breathe more clearly, you'll certainly rest much better, and you'll feel healthier. Experience it for yourself. Go to Navage.com Find Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and use it well in the new year. Keep your nose clean, easily and safely. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and good day health for the end of the year. Looking forward to the new year. The number of healthcare workers, Ken, have, the numbers we are looking for more, because that's one of the big growth industries, I guess in part thanks to the COVID problem. But the situation with healthcare workers and what their risk, what is the research showing the risk is for people who, like, work in your office, work in hospitals, work with the aged? What's the story?
Well, and just to begin where you were starting about the increase in healthcare workers, interestingly, there was a huge, unexpected, large increase in the number of applications to medical school this year.
Really?
Each year, you know, there are have been increases from year to year, but this was a leap of applications this year, and there are a number of speculations why that has occurred, but it's interesting where you would think maybe all of this havoc would turn people off of medicine. It's actually attracted people to medicine. I think that's a great thing.
I agree. Yep, it's a very good thing. The unique perspective on all of this. Okay, so the fact that workers have an exceeded risk and of having it more severely, so I would think that would push them to the front of the line getting shots, right?
Just published in Occupational and Environmental Medicine this week that healthcare workers have a 7 times higher risk of getting the severe form of COVID-19, the one that unfortunately is killing, and that's why healthcare workers, especially who are hospital affiliated or at the top of the line, and then the people who are in the nursing homes, and then the people who are age 65 and older. That's how the governor in Florida has decided to proceed.
All right. So there it is. And we continue in a matter of moments with the different changes, if you will. Where is there the new virus and where is the old virus? Maybe what we need to do is understand where it's being treated properly, where the numbers are going down, because there are plenty of places where the numbers are going up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service and on your side on Good Day Health.
Now with order. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, as I have been for years and years and years on Good Day Health. He's one of the doctors. We have two doctors on this program, 2 hours devoted to your health and well-being every week, and hopefully you're able to listen to Ken with regularity, and Jack as well. Different points of view sometimes on some of the issues. The COVID issue is one that has, when you look at the news talk radio countdown. I do also, Ken, as you know, the talk radio countdown show that's heard on many of these same stations every weekend. And the number one issue of the year, no surprise, is COVID. Now, what's coming up is a new strain of COVID. I wonder if people realize that this thing has mutated almost dozens of times. I was watching an old episode of Law and Order last night on TV, and the main focus was COVID. And this is a show that was on in 2000, I think, 6 or 7, when SARS was the big thing. It was a COVID that many people think was more serious than this one, and yet there was no vaccine. It just kind of went away. I got a couple of questions going on here, but how does COVID that we are dealing with now how does it compare to the COVID that was SARS?
Well, the big difference is that SARS did just miraculously lose its host and was gone. And the hope was that COVID-19 would do the same thing, but just the opposite. It has accelerated. And why these things happen is a great genetic mystery of virus life. And I don't think we're going to untangle this mystery for a while, but we will. But that's an important question that investigators are looking at. We don't know the answer to that, but it's a fascinating question. Why did one virus burn out and one is going stronger and stronger? But typically these viruses do burn out, and this one is just taking a little longer to...
What are the new ones, though? They call them all COVID. So SARS, that we had equine.
Well, they're in the same family. The cold virus is they're coronaviruses. It's not COVID. It's corona. The family is corona, yeah. And they're all in that family, but not they're cousins of each other, not the same virus. But and the cold virus is in there, but it's just not as lethal as the COVID-19 is.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, when you get right down to it, where these things come from. You know, there are people who joke or laugh about what the future of the planet is, but when you look at all the things that are impacting us, this disease, the political realities of countries fighting with each other among themselves, the human condition of not seeming to be able to get along, you know, all of those things question the ability of mankind to stay on the planet. And the next up at bat, apparently, are the bugs. All the various things that are around now, germs and bacteria and things that could overrun the planet, you know, once the human condition changes. Hopefully that isn't going to be the case, but, you know, if we keep doing things the way we're doing them and allow the Chinese, this is a political statement, I suppose, not a health statement, but we've allowed the Chinese to continue basically doing what they were doing economically in this whole COVID thing. They created it, and so who's doing anything about stopping them from doing the same sort of thing or other things? Nobody is. For whatever the reason, nobody is dealing with this in a practical way. So where does that leave us? Where do we go? God knows. Anyway, there is a new strain of COVID in a couple of states. We'll talk about that with Dr. Ken as we continue here on the sort of end of the year, looking ahead to the new year, all combined together on Good Day Health.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, and Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate with a rare New Year's Day session as they will gavel in at noon Eastern time today. By rule, the vote to end debate on the override defense bill veto comes at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, which needs 60 votes. Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. And a very happy new year from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The United States has reduced its carbon emissions more than the countries that are still members of the Paris Climate Accord. The United States did that with innovations like fracking and nuclear energy. President-elect Joe Biden has talked about banning fracking on federal land and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord on January 20th. As far as what that means for you and your energy bill, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute says,
it would be a total disaster. Over just a 10-year period of time, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that the average American family of four would spend $30,000 in extra energy costs, and 400,000 jobs would be lost, about half of which in manufacturing, which is obviously a huge issue in many parts of the country, including the Midwest. Those jobs would all be lost as a result of just joining the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's not even the main thing that Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden has a whole bunch of other radical policies related to climate change. He wants to spend $2 trillion over his first term to retrofit 4 million buildings to make them green energy compliant. He wants to phase out all of coal, natural gas, oil, costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs and lost production and economic growth by 2035.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we go, back in the operating room, if you will. Dr. Ken's operating room. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. You can reach him in his office at 352-735-1400. We have a lot of folks that listen to this program all around Central Florida, Gainesville, Orlando, down on the Space Coast, over in the west side of the state. Everybody wants to know where Ken is. Well, he's in a little town called Magdura, which is probably a great place for him to practice because there's a lot of openness, a lot of people need his help. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. You want to be in touch with him, that's a great way to do it. All right, the first case of the new, more infectious COVID. Apparently a couple of states have examples of this, Ken, yeah?
Yes, this was first identified across the pond in London, and then in America it was subsequently first identified in Colorado. I believe California also has a case, but I think that this has been, my hunch is that this has been floating around in America for longer than we think, because the first case that has clearly been identified in Colorado, the gentleman did no travel at all. Mm-hmm. So that seems to be consistent with the idea that this has been around for a while. it seems like the mutation, and viruses do mutate in order to enhance their ability to survive. And it seems like this mutation is able to spread even more ably than the COVID-19 we've all become familiar with, which spreads much more easily than the common flu. But it doesn't seem so far that this variant is more lethal, and it also seems that it will be sensitive to the vaccine that we're all trying to get. So just the response is get your vaccine as soon as your number comes up, wear your mask, socially distance yourself 6 feet at least or more if you can, keep your hands clean and keep them off your face. And if you wear a mask, and I hope you do, cover your nose. I can't tell you how many people I see walking around with their nose wide open. 70% of the virus gets into you through the nose. And if you don't like the mask, shop for masks. It's like wearing shoes. It's like wearing shoes. If you found one pair of shoes and they were horrible, were uncomfortable, would you never wear another pair of shoes in your whole life? All the masks are different. They're made of different materials. The sizing is different. If you don't like the mask, just find one that's comfortable. Do the surgeons, you know a surgeon? Do they look unhealthy? They've been wearing masks since their 20s. So many of them have been in them every day, all day, at least 6 days, 5-6 days a week for 50 years. They look pretty good to me. So masks don't kill you. Just find one that's healthy, and just find one that's comfortable, and you'll be happy. And they're all not the same.
No, that's for sure. All right, so let's talk about these new. We've got the two that you're talking about, Moderna and Pfizer, but there are new. There are at least a couple of new vaccines around. One of them from AstraZeneca. What's your read on them and the others that are being developed in this country and elsewhere?
Well, first off, the Moderna and the Pfizer. These two vaccines are made from this new technology, which I think is going to win the Nobel Prize. It's just incredible. New in the sense that they haven't been used widespread in human vaccine. The work started in 2005, actually, where I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, that's why they could move it along, because the MRHN or whatever they call it, that has been in laboratories, that's one of the reasons they could fast lane it or fast light it?
Well, it took a lot of organization on many ends. That was one of them, that they were able to gene sequence the virus very quickly, because this technology had been used for Ebola, but Ebola just kind of went away, and they were ready to go when they had the support they needed in the organization. So they remarkably, the scientists I heard them interviewed actually thought about using their technology, the mRNA that they were using in animals at the University of Pennsylvania, towards the end of January 2020. They conceptualized this vaccine. And amazingly, people like myself in mid-December actually got it. So it's just amazing in that time frame to be able to get it. But let's just go over this mRNA vaccine when we have a second, because it's just a fascinating story about how this thing works, and I think everybody should know about this, because most don't realize that this was developed quickly because of the ability to gene sequence, and then the ability to put all the pieces together to get the materials were just amazingly organized, and the vaccine was produced, and there was no shortage of time. Nobody took shortcuts in the safety. The FDA has their rules for new vaccines. Must be watched 2 months after the phase 3 trial is done. The phase 1 is a small group of people. 2 is a little bigger. And then these phase 3 are 30, 40,000 people. And almost all bad reactions to vaccines occur in the first 2 months. Mm-hmm. And what the FDA actually did was extend an extra month for safety. And this is why it became, and I don't want to get into any politics, but that's why it became such a hot button, because the FDA actually extended the safety period. And what really sped up the development of this vaccine, uniquely, they went into production of the vaccine before it was even given its emergency use authorization. So they started making it, stocking it, before it was even approved. And then when it did get approved for emergency use, it was ready to be delivered. And the way this works is you're injected not with an attenuated virus where you're getting almost a live virus in you. You're not getting any fragments of the virus injected into you. What you're actually getting injected is messenger RNA. mRNA is like a page in a recipe book. The DNA, which stores your genetic code, is like a recipe book. And one of the pages is the messenger RNA. It's like making a photocopy of one of the pages in the recipe book. You then bring that page to the machinery in your body where you make protein. And then the protein-making machinery makes the protein. The protein we're making is an antibody that destroys the kneecap on the virus. So what you're actually injected with is messenger RNA that teaches your body to make a protein on the virus. And that protein is like the kneecap where the leg of the virus attaches to the body. And when you see this kneecap in your body, it's a foreign body. Your immune system makes antibody against it. It remembers it. It becomes locked and loaded with antibody. So when the actual virus comes in and shows itself in this, what's called the spike protein, I like to think about it as the kneecap on the leg. When this spike protein appears to your immune system, the immune system has seen this before from the vaccine that you had. It's all locked and loaded and outpours all this antibody, breaks the knees, the legs of the virus. The virus cannot attach to the body, and it washes out. Now, this mRNA that you're injected with is unstable, and that's why in the Pfizer you have to be kept at extremely low temperatures. It's unstable after a couple of days. Normally, when messenger RNA is made in the body to make proteins, it's unstable. It gets washed away in 2 days. So this does not go the other direction into the genome. It actually is a copy of the genome. So, you know, all this buzz you heard in social media about how it gets into your genome, it just doesn't work that way. Messenger RNA doesn't go in that direction. It goes away from the genome. It's a copy. It does all these horrible things. It can't, because in a couple of days it's washed out, it's unstable, and it's done its thing. It's taught your protein-making machinery to make kneecaps of viruses, and then the immune system responds to this spike protein or kneecap, and you're locked, loaded with plenty of antibody, and this virus is now dead because it can't hold on to a receptor in the human body, and viruses, when they don't have an alive source, they can't live, and they're just washed out. The mRNA vaccines have been 94.5% effective for Moderna, 95% for Pfizer. That's just amazing effectiveness. The polio vaccine was no more than 70% effective. The way you get effectiveness of this is by getting enough people vaccinated, about 80% with herd immunity.
All right, so there's that story. We continue with Dr. Ken on this week's Good Day Health after a moment or two focusing on things that will help you in the new year. If you don't want to worry about getting COVID, you got to lose weight. Most people who are finding a serious problem have diabetes. They don't eat properly. They're way overweight. They're very susceptible to this. So that's why, as a New Year's resolution that you make every year, I'm going to lose weight this year, put some teeth in it and choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss. Calitrin, Calotren. It is made in the United States. There's no foreign influence. There's no foreign government like a lot of our drugs that are made in China and elsewhere. Nope. This is all in the United States, made under FDA-approved facilitation. So you don't have to worry about the product itself. What it has is collagen protein and a bunch of digestive enzymes. That's the main part of the complex. You don't really, maybe you don't need to know that. Maybe you don't care. You just want to know it works. It's pleasant to use, pleasant to take, helps you get a better night's rest as well. Just take four of them every night before you go to bed, and within 45 days, you'll see you're starting to lose weight. Stay on the program. That's why the offer that's there right now at toploss.com, their website, to buy 1, 2, 3, 10, whatever it is, and have an equal number given to you. That's part of the year-end deal. You can get it now. Get on the program, swear onto it, and don't swear off of it. Lose the weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. That's the message. Go to toploss.com. Order the product. When you check out, use the DJV code for no shipping and the best pricing. That's toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. My Pillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're also ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021 and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
The podcast that we do every week, Good Day Health Show, is where you find them, or wherever you get your podcast. A lot of people get it on iHeart, get it on Apple. The most recent ones focus on a warning that came from Dr. Ken about getting holiday heart. If you want to find out what holiday heart is, also more instruction on mRNA in the vaccine. What's that all about? There's certainly need for us to continue to explain that, and Ken does that very well at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where the podcast is. There's also a great recent Good Day Health podcast with Ken talking about or explaining who the carriers are of COVID, and again encouraging you earlier on to schedule to get your COVID-19 vaccine with lots of reasons why that's an important thing to do. You get that help from Dr. Ken every week. The podcast is new every week at gooddayhealthshow.com, or, as I said, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus visiting with us with questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with a question about cancer. Cancer survivors, are they at higher risk for getting cancer again? Or once they get the treatments, does that flush it away?
Actually, out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this month, we learned, Doug, that people who have had a cancer are actually at the highest risk of getting another cancer. Mm-hmm. And
a different part of the body or the same?
Exactly, place? Exactly, yes, yeah. A different part. And these people are especially in need of surveillance and risk reduction. So it's wonderful to be a survivor, but you have to not give up the battle and just remember whatever you can do regarding prevention, you must do.
I think I remember John Wayne back in 1972. Wow, this is an oldie moldy memory. Said when he had his operation at Mass General for cancer, they took out one of his lungs. He was a big smoker most of his life. And the headline was, "I beat the big C." Well, it turns out that he didn't, and that's what he died of in 1977 when he was 72. He had cancer, and that wiped, you know. If you remember when he got the Best Actor Award or some of the things that he was in as he got close to the end of his life, he looked emaciated. He lost a lot of weight, and that's what happens. You get this really serious cancer. So look at Alex Trebek. There's a story, Ken. Alex Trebek, the last week of taping was just 2 weeks before he died, and he looked in his, if you look at the, he had on a hairpiece that looks sort of like the hair that he normally had, but you know, the hair goes away when you're being treated. And the suits didn't fit him. I mean, if you look at the last episodes that are being aired this week and next week of him hosting Jeopardy, you really see how a man changes or a woman changes. I remember seeing it in my ex-wife, what she went through. You know, once it gets you, man, there are very few.
It is sad. It's called a wasting disease, but this mRNA technology that's being used for the virus is going to be expanded to treat cancer.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty good news then. That's important news to know. You heard that here first. Okay. People are wondering about the different ways that states are handling this. You were asking me off the air about Massachusetts, and also how other countries are effectively eradicating the virus. If you go to New Zealand, for example, they have done a great job of cutting down the infection rate to practically zero. You go to Norway or Iceland or even in Taiwan, they've had much better approaches to getting rid of it. And I wonder if that's something, if we have this thing in the future, that will help us mitigate the problem or maybe even help us get rid of it now. What do you think?
Well, that's the great controversy, because some of those places that you just mentioned have not closed down.
And yeah, they haven't. No.
And so so the states that have closed down, some of them have done well and some of them have had horrible results. So we still don't understand so much about this virus and what the best approach to it is, other than socially distancing, wearing a mask, keeping your hands off your face and clean, and getting that vaccine as soon as possible. Because the vaccine is truly going to be the thing that turns things around. By this summer, hopefully earlier, we're going to be back to getting our lives back to normal.
Yep.
Just hang in there till then, and there really is hope. The vaccine, once we get everybody vaccinated, it's going to really change things.
Yep, I think you're right about that. Well, let's see, a couple of more medical questions to be answered by Dr. Ken. Is there a test that can tell if someone has had the virus and recovered? That's a pretty good question.
Well, there are antibody tests, and yeah, this gets a little confusing. The test to diagnose if you have COVID-19 is the antigen test. You're looking for fragment genetic particles, some evidence of active infection, but then your immune system responds to the infection and produces antibody, and you can measure antibody in your body. But this is still being studied. We're going to need to better understand this whole area in the future.
Mm-hmm. But I think what you've said here about the mRNA, I think basically the most important thing is that this new, if I were to recap some of the questions that we've talked about, this new COVID strain is not more deadly, but it is more contagious. Something to keep in mind. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of our broadcast here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.